I have some handsome young African-American males in the house. And they're here. They're from Arsenal Tech. And we talk a lot about education on this program. And a lot of it is in the abstract. Because sometimes we forget it's all about touching young people's lives and making sure that young people go on a positive path instead of a negative path that ends you in prison or worse. And in this whole argument about IPS laying off 59 individuals, 80% of whom are black, and of that 80%, nearly all of them are black men. These aren't people that were making a gazillion dollars. These were people that were making 30 and 40 grand. That's to maybe these young men, they may think that's long money. That ain't long money. That's survival money. But these were men who touched the three young men that I'm about to introduce to you now. They're all members of the class of 13 at Arsenal Tech. They will all walk across the stage with a diploma. And I think I heard that all y'all going to college?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, Chris, they're going to college. They're going to higher education. Let me tell you who I got here. I got Fred Hopkins. Fred Hopkins, I'm going to say Fred for last because Fred's got a little extra special. I got William Lee. William Lee is obviously a senior. Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Northern Illinois University.
I've heard of that because I'm from Chicago. That's a good school. You going to play?
Yeah.
What position do you play?
I play defensive tackle.
You play defensive tackle. Is you good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Okay, Northern Illinois. That's good school. All right, Christian Howard. Where are you going?
Arizona Western.
That's out west. Where there's no snow out there.
Yeah.
Do they really play football out there?
Yes, sir.
Is that a 2-year, 4-year?
It's a JUCO.
It's a junior college.
Yes, sir.
So that was where it helped you get in.
Yes, sir.
And then you'll be able to go to real Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Have mercy. What position you play?
Defensive end.
Defensive. I got two. I feel safe now. The mayor can't jump on me. I got some defensive ends. Now, Fred Hopkins, you might have remembered Fred a couple of years ago because there was a young man that went out for football at Tech. First of all, he had to have a 2.0 or higher average to go out for football at Tech. And it was just one little problem. Nobody's shoe company had a shoe big enough to fit Fred Hopkins. Remember that story? Now everybody's saying, yeah, I remember about him. And it was on television and in the newspaper. Then y'all forgot about Fred. Nobody said anything about Fred all these years. Guess what? He's a senior. He's going to walk across the stage with a diploma. And where are you going to school?
I'm also going to Arizona Western.
They're getting ready to be a bad football team out there. And obviously, you defense.
No, I'm an offensive lineman.
You're the offensive lineman.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Well, wait a minute. So that means in 2 years of JUCO, then 2 more years, because you're going to get your degree, because these coaches back there are going to kick your, you know. So you could come back to our Colts and make sure that you open up them holes for, you know, keep them people off of Luck, because Luck will be a little older then. Yes, he sir. Won't be as fast as he is now, and he going to need somebody big to protect him.
Yes, sir.
How important are coaches?
Too coaches important. It's too important to us.
Is it just teaching you how to block and how to block the certain way? So if you're blocking for a run or if you're doing the defense to go pick off a pass?
Coaches to us is kind of like another father figure. Because, you know, a lot of us growing up today, our fathers can't always be there to coach us up on every little thing. And it's always a good thing to have more men to give you more advice than just one person.
Yeah.
It helps us be better men all together.
Do the coaches in high school do what good coaches in college do, which is stay on their players, make sure they're actually in class, make sure they're studying? I mean, all the great coaches, whether they're great football coaches or great basketball coaches at the college level, are the ones that stay on their students, not just for what they learn out on the practice field, but when they're in the classroom. Your coaches do that? Or you,
yes, sir.
You can't cut no class on these guys?
No, sir.
They got all our records.
So they got all your stuff.
Yeah.
What happens when you're in a class? Because this happens in real world. My granddaughter tells me that. In real world, and you're in that class and you're stuck, or maybe that teacher hasn't yet figured out how to get to you. Because some teachers, you know, they may not know how to do it. How does the coach help you? You work with that teacher. Is that is that an important part of the job?
Yes, these coaches do it. Yeah, they might sit us down with the teacher, have a conference, or he could set us up with a tutor, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or he just tells us we won't play if we don't get our act together.
Do your friends, those who aren't playing sports, do they understand how much work it is? Do your friends, your peers, other students in school or folks in your neighborhood understand that it's not about just playing the game on Friday night, that there's all this practice in 90-degree weather, in the rain, and in all that what you do is work?
Well, like the peers I hang around with, I don't think they really get the full potential. Like I don't think they really get how much work we really put into the game.
Right.
I think they just think we just throw a football around all day and do a couple sprints and then we go home.
Right.
But it's a whole lot more work than what it really is. Like more than what you really think it is. Like we put a whole lot of effort just to get the Friday nights.
We even sacrifice, you know, a lot of our breaks, even like summer break. We got to practice the whole summer, you know. We get some breaks, but we don't get the entire summer break like regular students, and we putting in work, and they just don't see it like we see it because they're not actually doing it.
You may have a question for these outstanding young seniors, class of 13. That means the prom coming? Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. And they handsome, too. Chris, y'all think I'm Chris. I'm dead. These some handsome young brothers. See, Chris agrees. And just because I say that, he don't normally agree with me. So you get in 2-3. You may have questions for these young brothers. 239-1310. 239-1310. William Lee, Christian Howard, Fred Hopkins from the class of 13 over at Tech High School. I got to ask each of you, you know, you're in right now a business, sports, where something could happen on the field. You know, it's up to the good Lord up there. If you don't do football professionally, what do you want to major in college? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to be?
Well, what's I've been goal? Taking like career classes like auto body repair for the last 3 or 4 years. So I've been thinking about that. If football ever worked out, you know, getting a business where I can work with cars, automotives, anything.
You know, that's what the governor. That's what the new governor keeps talking about, vocational, and not everybody wants to be an astrophysicist, but somebody got to know how to make the car work. And you kind of see, you come back in 6 years, I know who's going to fix my car. I'm going to go to your shop. You're going to say, Tech High School graduate, star of Arizona car. What you want to do with your life?
I'm a big-time writer. So when I get to Northern Illinois, I plan to be a journalist. I'm a major in journalism.
Oh, Lord. You want my job. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I really look up to, like, Stephen A. Smith and everything. I want to be a sports analyst for ESPN one day.
That's a great goal. Now, don't forget Fox. Now, you know, wait a minute now. You got Fox got a sports network. And you know, Rupert Murdoch got all the money in the world. And then NBC got a sports network. That's Comcast. They got almost all the money that Rupert Murdoch has. So not just ESPN. Nothing wrong with it. And pointing to Stephen A. Smith, that's a good role model.
Mm-hmm.
Because he speaks strong, and you got to have somebody as an analyst. You got to have at least understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Fred, what you want to do?
Well, after the last time I got hurt, I got to thinking about my plan B. So I started.
Wait a minute. You at least thought about your plan B while still in high school. Amen.
I'm sorry.
So what's B?
Architecture. I really love that. I love designing buildings. I really love to be an architect if NFL wouldn't work.
Y'all need to introduce him to Vop Ossoli, introduce him to Alpha Blackburn, to learn, you know, those are architects. Learn about architects. 239-1310. 239-1310. Class of 13, put your ears on. Just pretend it's an pretend you got an iPod. It's an iPod of people. Let me go to the phone and let me start with, is this Lisa or Lee? Hello? Is it Ellis?
Yes, Ellis.
Hi, you're on the air. What's up?
How you doing, Amos?
Fine.
First of all, I'd like to go congratulate the young men that are on your show today, and I'd like to say congratulations to the young men. And and this is what IPS is all about, you know, producing and moving on. I'd like to say the ones that are going to Indiana Wesley. Are you guys prepared? How are you guys? Are you guys prepared to tackle that 110 and 116 degree weather?
Oh, yeah, the ones going to Arizona. Colin wants to know: are you prepared for Arizona weather?
Well, I really don't like the heat, but I'm gonna have to get used to it because I guess I got to work hard. Sorry.
They say it's they say it's dry heat. What do they know?
I love the heat. I don't like the cold at all. I mean, I'm glad.
Well, that's good because I was out there a couple of years ago visiting for my son, and heat is no, there's no such thing to cool. The birds don't even come out in that type of weather. But also, I was reading in the paper a couple of years ago where Arizona Wesley, their team was so great, they even offer one of the colleges out there offered them to play in a bowl game with the Division I school. That's how good they was.
Wait a minute, the JUCO is good enough to be in a bowl game?
They was good enough. They was that's an awesome team, an awesome school that the young man is headed for.
All right. Well, where is Arizona Western? What city in what
Yuma?
Town? Oh,
that's in Yuma, Arizona.
Lord, oh.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think it's not too far from the San Diego border and the Mexico border. Just stay out of Mexico when you go there.
Yeah, don't go. Yeah, don't be going down to Mexico.
And also, just like congratulations to the young man that's going up to Illinois, and you know, just watch the cold weather up there too. And thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. See, you mentioned you, man. That reminds me of a Western TV show way back in the day when I was real young. They had a song called Yuma, Arizona. Back to the. Now I'm really showing my age. Back to the phone at JR. Hi there.
Hey, Brother Amos.
How are you
doing this fine day?
We're fine. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate the young brother that was talking about his plan B. You know, them guys is playing football, and that's, as you know, Amos, a pretty difficult and hard sport. And I just want them brothers to be mindful that a lot of your ex-pro football players are really having some hard times with injuries and, you know, case in point, John Mackey, Willie Wood, you know. So I want them guys to go in with a clear understanding of what they're getting into. And that's you guys got to take care of yourself and have a plan B in case that football don't work out.
I appreciate that. Your coaches tell you that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, all the time.
All the time. Is that the hardest thing to understand? Because there's those of us who are adults that sometimes don't want to think about plan B or plan C.
Yeah, when you're coming up playing football, you never really want to think about football ending. Like, that's all you ever want to do is play football. Even when the off season, you still just want to play football.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you get to that point where this football just can't work no more, you come to a disagreement with yourself. Like,
right.
You really don't know how to handle it though. Like,
yeah.
So yes, it is kind of hard trying to think of a plan B when you rely so much on this plan, just that plan one.
Let me go back to the phones in Jackster at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon. You've got some very interesting guests on today. I'm very proud of them, and I wonder if they are leaving any message to the. It's good to have some teenagers on that's doing something positive, you know, in the world today. And that's why I say it's always good to know. Just so there's a few bad ones, you got some real good ones. Those ought to be the ones that's truly appreciated. And I appreciate you guys, and you're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jackster. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Amos, how are you?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to congratulate these young men, and I really wish that Channel 13, Channel 6, and Channel 8 could be there right now with you, because right now we are in a state of crisis with our young black men and our young black boys, and I just want to take my hat off to you, you all. I have a son who's going to be in his senior year next year, and he plays football as well. And some of the same aspirations that these young men have, I hear all the time, and we don't always get to hear the positives of these young people that they're doing out here. So if I may just leave a few things with you guys to kind of chew on, stay humble, keep God first in your life, and remember to come back to your community and let those others that will be following behind you know what it takes and how it takes to get where you're at right now. But stay focused and stay positive, my brother.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Andrea, 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. I was calling. I hope the NCAA is listening, because this is a great testimony to, you know, just great student athletes. And I just wanted to ask the players, what has this done for your academics? Because I know, you know, if you don't have the grades, you can't play. So what work have they put in academically to be successful?
Well, that's a great question.
Well, today, like, they have us where we got all-year programs where they help us just maintain our grades. Like, a lot of football players today, we only get our grades so we can play football for the season. But after the season, that's when our grades start to drop, because we feel like we really ain't got nothing. We really ain't got to do our work too much, because this season's over with. Now they got it where we gotta maintain our grades. We gotta keep in with the coaches. Make sure we don't drop too much, because that kills us a lot.
So it's not a thing where you get to 2.5 during the football season, then you go to the 1.7 in the second semester, and then hope it averages out to 2.0.
Yeah,
it don't work that way.
Nah.
They in your stuff, right?
Yeah,
every day. Every day.
How far above the minimum are you guys? When your final average will be, what roughly will your final average be?
You talking about GPA?
Yeah, your final GPA.
Well, I have a 3.0 right now.
Oh! Oh! Hit the applause for the 3.0. Amen! See, there are probably some people thinking, yeah, they probably right at 2.00001. How you doing, Mo?
2.8.
Oh, it's another! All right, Fred, pressure's on.
3.0.
Oh! Uh-huh. Let me go back to the phone and Steve. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm fine. See, he says, because I think I caused some accidents out on the road, because people thought they only got like a 2.00001. They heard 3.0 and ran off the road. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I'm a head coach in the district, and I just want to congratulate those young men. I've watched them grow from young pups. In fact, I gave Fred his first pair of 15-size shoes, and he was as a middle schooler. So I just wanted to congratulate those young men. I've seen them grow. I think Coach Ikior at Tech has done a fantastic job in preparing these young men for their future. I just want to let the young men know, do not take God out of your heart. Keep your spiritual side together, because when all else fails, he's going to get you through. I'm not going to keep you long because I'm working, but just wanted to say thank you, Amos, for what you're doing for our district. And the coaches do a lot more. Even though I'm not a coach at that school, we've all our brotherhoods and come together and help work with these young men doing different camps throughout the years. And we watch them grow, and we competitive on Friday nights. But at the end of the day, we're all about those young men becoming young, great citizens in our society. At the end of the day, and I'd just like to congratulate the young man again, and good luck in your guys' future.
All right, I appreciate it. I know they appreciate it. 239. And that was probably from somebody y'all beat.
Yeah.
We won't mention the school, but we know y'all. Let me take a break. I got to take a timeout. Y'all know what it is. 239-1310. 239-1310. Now you say you want to do the ESPN thing. You want to do the broadcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take me to commercial? You know, tell the folks, you know, that Afternoons with Amos will continue on AM 1310, The Light, after these. Can you do that? You can't. I was giving you the lead. I'm gonna try. All you gotta do is say, "Afternoons with Amos." We'll be back after these.
Afternoon with Amos. We'll be back after these.
See how easy that is?
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith. That's how Stephen A. Smith does it. Sports Center. We'll be back after these. Welcome back. If you just joined us, I got three graduating seniors going to college. That means they're going to have diplomas when they walk on stage at Tech High School. William Lee, Christian Howard, Fred Hopkins, they are all student athletes at Arsenal Technical High School. They are all going to college where they will not only play football, but if they don't get a degree, their coaches, their mamas, their uncles, their aunties are going, and half this community is going to come and do whatever. 239-1310. The other thing is, you guys had to do what you did with some things on the outside. Understand, Christian, you, at one point you were in alternative school.
Yes, sir.
You had turned off so much and that they put you in the school.
Yes, sir.
What turned it around for you?
The people around me, they said you can do it. You know?
In the school?
In the school. My coaches, they came to me, they was like, Christian, get it together. You know, you can get out of this. We're going to get it done.
So the type of people they want to get rid of were there for you.
Yes, sir.
So if they're not there, another Christian could fall by the wayside, and I'll be looking on my screen here at somebody dead or in prison that could have been saved.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you had to overcome William Lee some things. In life? Like what?
Well, I was considered homeless my freshman year.
So you had that burden of you. So you had to do the football, do the grades, and you didn't know where the roof was. That ain't easy. When people talk about the homeless and they talk about, well, the homeless all pan have, do you get mad about that? No. Okay. And understand, Fred, you got somebody at home you got to help take care of?
Yeah, my brother. He's actually handicapped. He got cerebral palsy, so he can't walk or talk.
Does he know what you do?
Yeah, he knows exactly what I do. He comes to every last – he came to almost every game I've ever been to. Like my dad and mom make sure he's there. He just loves being there. He's my soul. He's my only motivation to keep playing.
What's he going to do when you go into Arizona? You gonna send the video? They got Skype or something so you can see you play. Send him the what do they call it? Not film anymore. Send the tape.
I doubt that. I just probably call there every day and check up and stuff like that. I'm just keeping it in my heart because I did promise him that I'm gonna go to the NFL for him because he really loves East. Every time NFL comes on, he watch the game. He watch it thoroughly. He loves in football.
My Lord. Let me go back to the phones in. Reggie, hi there.
Hey, Amos.
Hey.
I just want to say it's all what you're doing with these young men, Amos. You know, we hear a lot about negative young people and what they're doing, but this is great. Maybe we need to have more showcasing our young black brothers that's out there trying to achieve, listening to coaches, and people are in the position to talk to them, mentor them, and turn their lives around and put them on the right track. We encourage these young men to keep on doing what you're doing. We are proud of you. You know, just keep on doing it. And Amos is right. Indianapolis is going to be looking at you and checking your grades. Y'all better stay in school. If you got some problems, contact somebody so we can keep on cheering you, young men. Y'all are our future. We need you. And it's an excellent job.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name. Got a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. This is for Fred and Christian because y'all going to Arizona. Guy says, I moved here from Arizona. Wish I was going with. Tell them it'll be fun. The heat's not that bad. They'll be too busy. Good luck. See, probably somebody with the Arizona place driving around on their car. Back to the phones and Coach Q. Hi there.
Hey, Coach. How you doing, Mr. Amos? This is the first time caller, sir.
Oh, hey, first time caller. There we go.
Hey, what's up, Willie Lee? What's going on, Blindside? And what's going on, Big Fred? Love y'all, man. Just wanted to give y'all a little word of encouragement, man. Definitely proud of y'all. I seen y'all through some of the struggle, man, and to hear y'all speaking now on the radio, man, is really a blessing, dog. So just wanted to say keep your head up, man, and y'all know who I am. Y'all know I'm an encourager, man. So just keep up the good work, in God, and God will be with you, brother.
All right, we appreciate that. Oh, and for those of you down on Walnut Street that are monitoring this program, just because somebody says they're one thing doesn't mean that they're that person in real life. So don't be freaking out down there on Walnut in the transcription room at 120 East Walnut. Back to the phones. And Steve, hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Listen, I've been hearing these brothers speak, and people have been giving them good advice about keeping God in your life. But I want to let them brother know that it's called watch care. And when they go to these different cities, join a local church, because there's no better man to have in your life than a pastor.
Hello.
So it's called watch care.
It's called watch care. So find where the local church is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good advice. No matter whether you're playing football or wherever you're going to school, that's great advice. Sir. All right, appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name. We've heard, as we were talking about IPS throwing people out, about strength and conditioning coaches. What do they do?
Our strength and conditioning coaches, they push you to be great, like great at everything you do. I know when I was going in the weight room, I could barely bench 125. Mm-hmm. And he pushed me I got to the point where I'm benching 300. There's no choice in being weak in there. Like, he takes football programs.
Do they also tell you no? And when I say tell you no, when you look at what happened to RG3, mm-hmm, and to Kobe, yeah, where their competitive spirit said, hey, I got to play. I got to help. I can't let my brothers down. I got to play teammate, knowing that they were going to push themselves one bit too far. RG3, trying to carry, single-handedly try to carry the Redskins into the playoffs, mm-hmm, probably should have backed up a little bit, and he wouldn't have had the injury that we had. And then Kobe, Kobe wants to win it all, and Kobe knows he's the Lakers, and at his age, you don't need to be playing no 48 minutes. I mean, he seemed to have earned the right. Wait a minute, you young bucks, you get out there for a minute. Let me rest. How important is it for that strength and conditioning coach to be able to say, Christian, I know you want to, get out there and compete, but you need to chill out a little bit, take a little rest, drink a little of the Gatorade. We want you to be there for the fourth quarter. We want you to be ready for the next game. We want you to be ready for the playoffs. How important is it listening to your body? I guess that's the best way of saying it.
I think it's important. I think our coach has known us so long that they know our breaking point. Mm-hmm. And if we want to push ourselves past it, they won't let us,
Okay.
I mean.
Like the coaches do. Like if we hurting real bad, they give us breaks and stuff. But I do remind that it is a man's sport. Mm-hmm. Like, you just not going to get out on every little nick and every little injury. Sometimes you just got to tough it out. But they don't push us to the point where we on the ground dying.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, I got another text message, 85620, keyword Amos. The first words were in regular type. Just want to tell these young men. Then they went to all caps. I'm so proud of them. Keep up the great work. Your futures are already set for success. God bless y'all. They told me all caps is supposed to be you shouting and excited. 239-1310, 239-1310's afternoons with Amos. And these are just three of the – how many total people on the team?
Probably about 65, 75 maybe.
So when we're talking to the three of you, it's also to the other 62 or 63.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just want because something – they may think, well, this is the whole team. No, it's a whole lot of folk. Back to the phones. And T, hi there.
Yes, I just wanted to say just a quick comment. 15-plus years ago when I was in school and we played basketball, and we had a girls football player at Arlington High School. We had strength we had conditioning coaches, and they pushed us and pushed us. And I just wanted to tell y'all that obedience is always better than sacrifice. And so when you're obedient, it might not seem like, you know, this physical thing that we're doing plays a part of our spiritual life. But because you are obedient to what your coaches said, that gives you that insight that God has for you. And so I bless you and I praise God for you. And I just encourage you to just keep doing what you're doing, because even when it's really hard, your struggle is always worth it, and it's personal for me. So I bless you, and I thank God for you.
All right. Appreciate it. Back to the phones. And Terry, hi there.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Amos, I want those young men to know I'm a regular listener, and I respect you very much. And because I respect you and your professionalism, I want to point out a couple of things that you surprised me by saying. That the young men are in the business. I don't want anybody out there to think that they're being paid at all. But, of course, they're training for being in the business. And Rupert Murdoch, he may think he has all the money in the world, but he doesn't. Okay? So, young men, yeah. Congratulations to you. The schools you're going to, I'm sure they're going to challenge you academically. Just remember, stay well-rounded when you're having trouble. Don't be afraid to pray. Get good guidance from your counselors, your family, your friends, and God. Always protect yourselves and be aware of what you say and what you do, because in this multimedia world, someone is almost always watching and listening, especially for young men like yourselves, to trip up a little bit. I wish you much success, and many of us are proud of you even before you leave town. Make us more proud before you come back. Thank you.
Those are great words. And Terry brought up, we're now in a world of social media. And whether you guys like it or not, you know, whether you play football in Northern Illinois or Arizona, Wesleyan, you're kind of quasi in the public eye. And y'all know what happened to the boy up in Notre Dame. Has that impacted folks your age as to what happened to him?
Was crazy, though.
Yeah, I know it was crazy.
Like when you play football and you get good at it, you really can't say and do what you want to, like what everybody else does. You got to watch yourself. You can't hang out with everybody. You can't, you know, take crazy pictures of everything. You got to really watch yourself.
How did you stay grounded with all the publicity that you had a couple of years ago?
Well, it was great for me because I did like it at first, but I just, I stayed to myself because I just didn't want to be noticed for my shoe size.
Okay.
So that's why, I kind of stayed out of the camera's view, and I kind of worked on me getting better as a football player.
And that's probably why, you know, that the community kind of forgot about it and allowed you to do your thing. And I'm so happy to see you. Let me go. I got time for a couple more calls, and we're going to talk to people from Purdue and find out what's all this racial slurs and N-words and mess at West Lafayette. I didn't try to discourage the brother football coach when he hadn't even started, because that affects recruiting. You know, of course, there ain't going to be any coaches left in IPS, so then I guess Purdue ain't going to be – all these schools ain't going to be recruiting anymore in IPS. If y'all listen to board members, so that means IPS loses more students, because the ones that want to play football, they're going to go transfer to North Central and all the heritage. They'll get the vouchers and go to Chittard, and Chittard will get 8,000 more championships, and Cathedral, too. Back to the phones at Anonymous. Hi there.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm fine.
Yes, sir. Well, I just called. The gentleman was talking about the second choice, you know, of ball and workout.
Yeah.
My son played football, and he had great, you know, ambition to do that. But anyway, he got hurt. But anyway, he had a plan C. And he was taking welding at North Central, and he come out at 17, and North Central hired him there because he come in all four states, third place in all four states in welding. And so Rose Royce offered him a job selling jet engines. And so, therefore, if you keep your education up, keep your head up, and kind of stay out of trouble, you don't have to be with the crowd. You can be by yourself and still have a good time if you want to. So what I'm saying to you gentlemen, I take your head off to you, but I know you can make it, Carl. my son is 17, man. You know, he did it, and he we just prayed for him, and you know, we were there for him.
All right.
I hope your parents, whoever your guardian, your coach, Amos is a good role model. And, the only thing Amos do that I don't really like sometimes, he have this guy on Friday, but you know that's a chore.
But see, now I got some defensive linebackers that can come in here and run defense for me, and then I got somebody's gonna protect my blind side. So we figure all that out. I appreciate it. Anonymous Miss Judy, you got the last word with William Lee, Christian Howard, and Fred Hopkins, class of 2013 from Tech.
Hi, Amos. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, let me give you the salute.
And also, thank you for what you do, Amos. And congratulations, guys. I'm a school bus driver for ITS. Worked for Durham for 20 years. And Fred, you were my student at your last year at Manual. This is Miss J, Miss Judy.
Hey, no, Miss Judy.
Hi, Fred. I'm so proud of you. I love you. I know all your family. And I'm telling you, Amos, this guy, I hope he don't forget us when he gets, you know, start balling. Remember me, Freddie.
I couldn't forget you if I wanted to.
God bless you guys, all of you. I'm so proud of you. And keep up the great work. God is good.
All right. Appreciate that. See, you never know who's listening to the radio. And that's what we were talking about. You never know who's watching you. It's been an honor and privilege to have you on the program, and I hope the community understands when you hear about them cutting coaches, when you hear about them cutting African-American males who can relate, who could help a Christian Howard graduate from an alternative school to be able to go to college with a 3.0 grade point average. When these strength and conditioning coaches, yeah, they're trying to help make the leg be better, but they're also teaching these young men and young women lessons about life. So school board, and we know we got a $30 million deficit. You know that. We know that. But before you start cutting willy-nilly, it's about the kids. All these reformers keep telling me it's about the kids. Well, you just heard from three of them. They're going to hate to have me call them kids because they're not their young men. This is what it's about. Guys, I'm not going to give you any more advice because the listeners gave you guys great advice. It came to you from their hearts and from their heads. God bless you. God keep you. And since you're not allowed to shout when you get your diploma, let me shout and applaud for all of you, everyone else in the class of 2013 in IPS, to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and celebrate you. And then that way, Dr. YK, we ain't even there. Oh, that's right, he ain't there no more. They probably gonna have all kind of celebrations because Dr. White, I just thought of that. These graduations may be off the chain, and then they won't have deans of discipline. So the deans of discipline are going to say, we don't care about this anymore. We ain't got no job. We could have, Chris, we could be getting ready to have some wild graduation. I just thought about that. Guys, good luck to you, William Lee, Christian Howard, and Fred Hopkins. Thank you all very, very much.